My master, whose picture you see here, great master, Hazur Maharaj Baba Sawan Singh. The greatest master, I would say. I have personal experience. I'm sharing everything with you. I got from this guy. This guy. In India, I can't call him this guy, but anyway. But he's a good friend of mine. The best friend. The best friend with whom I experienced unconditional love. Who never made a judgment at all. He did not say he was my friend because I was good or bad. He was my friend because he shook my hand and said, I am your friend. That's the kind of friendship. A perfect living master is a friend first, master afterwards. If he can't be a friend, forget about his being a master. Because a perfect living master comes like an ordinary human being, in the same human body like ours, acts like us exactly, completely, sometimes more ordinary than us. Makes no claims, does not claim to be a master, does not claim to do anything supervision, follows normal rules of life, falls sick, takes treatment, eats the same medicine and the same food like we do. No difference. Then how do we follow him? How do we know he's a master? We know because his unconditional love, we can't find anywhere else. A non-judgmental person who doesn't judge at all, we can't find ordinarily. All the so-called lovers and beloveds we find in this world are expecting, what are you going to do for us? They have put conditions on their love. And here's a man who has no condition at all. You may not notice it on first day, you will notice on the second. If not second or third day, you'll say, what's going on? How come? He loves me no matter what. A perfect living master, when he says, you are my friend, he's your friend forever. He'll never give up, neither this life nor any subsequent life. Till you reach your true home where there's no mind, no senses, and none of the physical things. He'll remain your friend. It's such a big thing. And when he says he's your friend, he will love you. He will love you if you love him. He will love you if you don't love him. He will love you if you hate him. He will love you if you kill him. That's the kind of love of a perfect living master. It's not easy to find, but you can experience it, physically experience it in this physical world. You can have these experiences with a physical, ordinary person. When you see that, then you realize, doesn't look like ordinary at all. He behaves ordinary, he lives ordinary, but there is something totally outstanding. And what's the outstanding thing? What we can observe and experience, the unconditional love. Otherwise, if a person comes up and says, I am a master, you can see straight away, first of all, he has not even controlled his own ego. He is asserting, I am so and so. A perfectly living master has gone beyond the mind. Ego is no question there. If a person starts claiming so much, then how can you say that person has humbled himself to the extent where one would be if one is above the mind? The true spiritual path takes us above the mind. There are many spiritual teachers, many mystical teachers, many teachers who try to make us better people. Thousands of them are there. They're good. If you want to be a better person, listen to them. Listen to their discourses. Follow their advice. You'll become better people. Read good books. You can even go to religious places, go to temples, go to church. Go to synagogues, go all these places, go to gurdwaras and get some good advice and become better people. It's okay. That's a different subject altogether. To become better people is a different, it's not a spiritual subject. It has nothing to do with spirituality. Spirituality is to discover the spirit, to discover your soul, to find out who you really are beyond birth and death, beyond these forms of physical body, or the astral sensory body, or even the mind, the causal body that causes all these experiences. We give these names to the physical body, the astral body, or the causal body. They are just names for the physical self, this body we are carrying, plus our sensory systems we call astral body. It's not a separate body. It's just when we have sense perceptions, we think we are like a body because all perceptions work the same way. We call it astral body. Mind is the causal body. There's no other body. The mind itself is the causal body. And inside that is the soul, the consciousness that makes all these alive. And we can pierce each one of them by simple process of concentration of attention at the core of ourself, as close within as possible, so that we become unaware of the outer shell. We become unaware of one outer shell, then the second outer shell, and third, and discover who we are. That is called enlightenment. That is called discovery of the self. That is called finding the true self.